Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
Gideon's newfound wealth and notoriety resulted in the lifestyle of a king, if not the official title. Like an Eastern potentate, quote, Gideon had 70 sons who were his own offspring, for he had many wives, Judges 8:30. But that wasn't enough. So, quote, his concubine who was in Shechem also bore him a son, whose name he called Abimelech, verse 31. The word translated concubine isn't even the Hebrew word. This was a practice learned from the nations around. It meant the woman was physically in a relationship, but without the legal benefits of marriage. Any idea what Abimelech means? My father is king. Here we go again. But Gideon's purpose was to establish a dynasty that wouldn't be. When he died, Abimelech conspired with his mother's family to make him king. They paid him off with 70 pieces of silver from the pagan temple at Baal-Berith, with which he hired, quote, reckless co-conspirators, chapter 9, verse 4. Traveling to Ophrah, they slaughtered Gideon's 70 sons, except one. He was the youngest, Jotham, number 70, whose name ironically means Jehovah is perfect. From Gerizim, he called on the men of the town at its base. Listen to me, you men of Shechem, that God may listen to you. Verse 7. He told a fable about the trees seeking a ruler. The olive tree refused, saying it was more vital to produce its oil. The fig refused, citing its sweet fruit. So did the vine. But the bramble bush was open for the job. If you have done honorably, said Jotham, all will be well. Quote, if not, let fire come from Abimelech and devour the men of Shechem and Beth Millo, and let fire come and devour Abimelech. Verse 20. How often people want the best, but settle for the worst, because they want their own way and not God's. When you heed his voice, he, quote, listens to you.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.